get across to me, you can call me on WhatsApp or voice call on 0909-3214-942. That is 0909-3214-942. You can join me every Saturday here on Nigeria Info FM, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Relationship 360.
That's right.
You know, the good book says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not lack of prayers, but lack of knowledge. Knowledge you need is what we will give.
Olumide, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And to our anonymous guest, thank you for sharing your story. I am Sherif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. for Health Thursday. Lovely morning to you, and bye for now.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria's Senate bows to public pressure and grants INEC powers to determine mode of transmission of election results. President Muhammadu Buhari says ministerial performance review retreat has triggered the need to increase efforts in meeting all his administration's targets by 2023. Catholic Diocese of Kafanchan confirms abduction of three seminarians from school in Kaduna. Security challenges in Nigeria will be focus as Nigeria Info hosts Security Summit on Saturday at Four Point Hotel, Victoria Island. Lagos Commissioner of Health, Professor Akin Abayomi, says third shot may be needed by fully vaccinated persons to stay safe. The Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry recommends a review of the value-added tax sharing formula to drive more revenue in the country. Nollywood actor Chiwetu Oluagu, released after arrest by Department of State Service, actor Kate Henshaw reveals she paid her way through university after her acting decision. Players of Nigeria's women's national basketball team, the Tigress, vow to boycott future games over ill treatment and old bonuses. These are the stories that we're tracking for you here on Nigeria Info. Thank you for being a part of it. I'm Sherif Quadri. Daily Digest with Jimidisu is next. Good morning to you.
Never stop. When I collect my salary, my husband will lock me in the house and make sure I submit to the home money.
My wife woke me in the night one certain time and he asked me a question that I should swear whether if I don't cheat on her. I believe the sleep just collects.
Spending what little revenue we have to look for oil is a waste of money that could have been used to diversify our economy so that the government has other revenue streams.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It was why we sang and danced in the night, why we lit fires that burned through the night, why we chose a flag colored in freedom, for now we would be kings in this, our kingdom. But our first head of state was Igbo, and the next, though a soldier, also Igbo. Then Angas ruled, followed by Hausa, and then came the turn of Yoruba. Then Hausa came back for a term cut short, when power was taken by an Hausa gunshot. Then Gwari claimed his turn to rule, but a mandate stolen was his downfall. Then Kanuri came, and it's quite probable that he'll still be ruling if not for that apple. Then Yoruba returned, not once, but twice. Then Hausa returned, but died in peace. Then he left us a while to worry and wonder. When it was over, Ijaw had power, and after him came that titanic shift. And now we can see that Hausa is back, leaving me with this troublesome thought. Where in all this is my own president? For where I was born is not where I'm from, and where I'm from is not my home. So when the tribes gather, I often wonder, who will I fight when you're both my brothers? Nobody asked when we were children. Before we play, are you a Muslim? We shared a space that nobody claimed, but now you ask me to choose a side. When we were students, nobody asked if North and South could share a desk, if East and West could study together, but now you tell me that I'm a stranger. Stranger, yes, to these ways of thinking. Thinking that tribe is everything. The Niger and Benue, they meet in my hand. I'm not an indigent, but this is my land. And this is my language. I speak nothing else. My home is here. I know nothing else. My tribe is my nation. I am nothing nothing else, and this is my country. I have nowhere else. And so though people are quick to assure me, to tell me this country I live in is free, deep in my heart, I know that freedom, my freedom, is yet to come. When no one will question my origin, when no one will call me a non-indigent, when no one will kill me because of my faith, when no one will cheat me because of my state, when my state will be wherever I live and will change whenever I choose to move, the day I find not a Nigerian president, but that a Nigerian is finally president. And so, while the flag of ethnicity still flutters over this land of two shining rivers and the tribes take their turn to misgovern my country, I look to the future, for I'm not yet free.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu, Jimmy Disu, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Wednesday. Today is Dear Bumi Day, and all of you know what it's all about. And my guest today is Valerie Amaka Nwoji. Did I get that?
Yes.
Valerie Amaka Nwoji. And she's a life coach. That's what you said. You're a life coach, right?
Yes, sir.
Who is a life coach? What are the things that you do?
We speak generally on relationship, your emotions, family and all.
So this fits your bill.
Yes.
And I think the last time I had you, you told me that you're certified.
Yes, I am.
What does certified mean? Do they give you certificates to practice?
Yes.
As life coach?
Yes, as a relationship coach.
That's interesting. Do you go to university to become a life coach, or you do some exams, or what do? You just register or what?
No, I didn't go to university to do that. I just registered online with the TIMFA. The Institute of Marriage and Family Affairs,
okay,
USA.
So do they give you some kind of coaching or something?
Yes, they did.
They give you the, maybe I should be a life coach. Yeah, I think I'm a life coach of some sort, if you ask me. Okay, you know, have you heard this program before?
Yes, I have.
You like it, you enjoy
yes,
it.
I
now
do.
You're on the hot seat yourself.
Have you?
Okay, so we'll go straight down to business. I want to see if I can cover 5 stories today. We're going to open up our lines at some point, 0700-993-993-993. And the number that is reserved for females is 01465-7190. No, I don't want to use the word females. The word that is reserved for ladies and mamas. I don't know, when you say females, it means that all species can call that line. I don't want you putting your female dogs on the line backing at us. Okay. Auntie Bumi, good morning. I know you are listening. She never misses it. Never. I know she's listening. Maybe we'll be. At some point, Philip, let's see if we can talk to Auntie Bumi. Let's hear her sweet voice this morning. Right. Do you know who Auntie Bumi is?
Yes, I do hear Auntie Bumi.
Oh, you do hear Auntie Bumi. Auntie Bumi, okay. I'll tell you who she is. She's a journalist. And she's more qualified than all the certified life coaches. Do you know why? She's been this agony aunt for 40 years plus.
Wow.
For 40 years plus. And she says that tackling your problems with candor, you know, and she's very, I grew up in her hands. Okay. Not literally, before this one starts getting excited. Baby, I should long be mikiribi, baby. You know, I don't mean it that way, but I grew up in her hands, you know, and I've known her from day one. That's why I'm scared to bring her to the studio, actually. She might just jolly well go and expose me. Hey, Willie! You know? Any home, any more go? You know? So all the lies I've been telling, she will just expose them. So I'm keeping her well tucked at home. But people have tried to pressurize me, that tried to bring Auntie Bumi to the studio. I just look at them and I laugh. Mjeshi. She will tell you as it is. But I'm a bit like that, too. I'm a bit like that. Yes, I tell it as it is, as long as I'm not wounding somebody directly.
Yes.
Do you, part of what you study, does it include etiquette?
I studied computer science in school.
I mean, part of what you, as a life coach, does it include etiquette?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm looking for somebody, anybody out there. I need somebody who is an etiquette specialist. We do need an etiquette coach in our lives here. We have very bad habits. For example, people, you know, you maybe some lady puts her whatever on Facebook. You're getting fat, oh. You don't know whether she has a medical problem that has brought it about. You know, your stomach is getting big. Oh. You don't know what the problem is. Somebody dies, instead of you to go and console them, you start asking, what happened? Kilo Jichele, you should have done this. You know, I need somebody here to come and talk, you know, about our etiquette and our people. We have very bad etiquette. And also a sense of entitlement. You move into people's space. You start sending prayers every day. It's wrong. You're moving into people's space. You might say if they don't want to read it, they can delete, but you've moved into their space already. We send offensive messages. We do. So I'd be glad in case you know somebody like that, who can. And that's for listeners out there too. We will. Sorry about this morning, early this morning. I do apologize, but sometimes, you know, the story of this country can get to you. And we'll leave that on. I've gotten over it now, so I'm ready to roll. I have so many stories. You say what?
Nothing. More
No, I heard your voice. I mean, as long as you said something, but you now say you didn't say anything.
I did not say anything.
No, as long as you said something, but you now say I didn't say anything.
I did not say anything.
I forgive you, Father. I forgive you, for you know not what you do.
Amen.
That's not, and it's not a prayer. You know, the good thing about this gentleman is that he, without him, I don't know, I probably would have walked out of the studio a few times with some of the things that I see, but he melts me. He melts me.
Thank you.
Your wife is a lucky woman.
I know.
Yes, you know, she's a lucky woman. That is, if this is the way we ever talk more, you know, because sometimes this is... You find somebody behave so well, but at home is a tiger, you know. But I think Sherif is okay. Everybody talks nice of him. You have so many fans, female fans. If you are not married, I'd have given you a wife since. If you want a second one, confess quickly now and let me know.
No, I don't.
Okay, we are on YouTube and we are on Facebook Live. If you want to see... it's easier for me to remember Amaka.
Why?
So if you want to say Amaka, then yeah, you know. What does Amaka mean? Every other Igbo woman I meet is Amaka. What does it mean? Is it the same as Ada?
No.
Ada is the first
child, yes.
What is Amaka?
Beauty. Oh, God is good.
You're not fine, no.
So I'm fine, no.
No, you, I said the one that I know.
Oh, okay.
So who told you are fine?
Hey, me, I know I'm fine.
You're fine. You're very fine.
Thank you very much.
You need to go and say, come to think of it. Hey, guys, you need to go to YouTube and have a look at this mama. You need to go to YouTube. I like this thing you're wearing.
Thank you.
These frills are what? It's just addition. I can't understand. A woman will buy Ankara of 1.5 and spend 15,000 sewing it. I don't know where that is. You know? Because you sew this fabric, but all these added shiny things, even the leg. You need to go to YouTube. And she's a fine mama. Are you available?
Very much available.
Ha! Well, a day. Philip, you know that guy, there's a guy that usually hangs around here and Olumide, all of them. Better put them on standby. I'm joking. Stay back now. No, she's a fine mama.
Yes, she is.
But am I allowed to say that you are Yabeji?
Yes, please.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Two girls?
Yes.
Very fine. I've seen one. I haven't seen the second. I mean, photograph of one.
Yes.
Before people think that I've gone to...
My house.
I don't know. All right. We have some topics here. X is more exciting than hobby. This younger man is all the tonic I need. Kai. My friends don't know what I do. This is Genevieve. And ex-wife's bitterness is hurtful. That is Dolapo. Good morning to my own Dolapo that I know. I hope she's getting better now. Would he look for a son now that we have girls? So which one should I take first? Let me see. Ex-wife's bitterness is hurtful. My friends don't know. Let's find out what this woman does. That she says, my friends don't know what I do. This is by Genevieve, okay? And she says, I'm a single mother of two and used to find it really hard to provide for them as their dad has been jobless for a long time. The man not get work, but the woman, everything's on her. That thing last year when I got in touch with a couple of boyfriends, a couple,
wow.
Hey, chineke, of boyfriends who'd been good to me in the past. They are married but were quite happy with the no strings attached, whatever. Fortunately, both my kids are in school and I could entertain my friends at my place or meet them at motels. This one, nakunakuna work you go do. You know what akunakuna is? Sheriff, they're quite generous with their money and are respectful. As a result, I've gone from being broke all the time to having a fairly comfortable life. Oh, my God. Over the years, I've made some good friends and we socialize a lot. They're still of the opinion that I do retail trading, but with the economy the way it is now, no retail trading could give me the comfort and I enjoy. My friends are not daft, and I'm worried that one of them could cotton up to what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. She's into prostitution, point blank. Okay, and she'd like to know how... She doesn't want her friends to know about it. This is what I say about life. If you don't want anybody to know about what you are doing, don't do it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we are told in Yoruba. Mashe ni mama. If you don't want anybody to know what you're doing,
yeah, don't do it.
Is that what you're going to tell her?
Yes. She should go and look for something that she's proud of doing.
But what if she doesn't have the... You see, some people are very narrow-minded. You know, it's like a lot of people who jump ship and leave this country for quote-unquote greener pastures. Usually it's when they get there they'll realize that the grass is not always greener on the other side. And they always come up with, okay, you tell me what to do. But you put almost ₦1 million down, supposedly to go to America to look for greener pastures. You don't have papers, you don't have anything. You turn yourself into a fugitive. But let's leave, that's not the issue here. How can she get the discipline to, how can she develop the discipline to get her off it? Wait, oh. She hasn't said that she doesn't want to do it. She just doesn't want her friends to know.
That was what I was about to say.
Okay.
So if she doesn't want her friends to know, well, she needs to, okay, there are some people that I know that they are into this kind of business. They actually into prostitution, but they use other things to cover up.
Yeah, they claim that they are selling
this. Yes. I sell this. So she should also look for something else doing.
In addition to prostitution.
In addition to what she's doing, that is what she feels she wants to do. But I feel she's being lazy, naturally. Sometimes laziness pushes you
But I'm a bit in, I always ask this question. How does she feel about her body being trampled upon by A, B, C, because, you see, it goes from those who are good to her, quote, in the past. It will then go to anybody that she sees. When he don't dress finish for morning, when he go road, the first person we get and lift, Ugbeniye. And she could do 2-3 in a day. I mean, yes. So don't let's even talk about the harmful things that could happen. I usually tell people you need to be very careful, especially these days. You could be taken away for rituals. Even the men. And these hotels that you go to, some of them have hidden cameras by the staff. Yes. You remember a hotel in Ogun State? So how can we help this woman? How can we help Genevieve? Okay.
She should look for his
let me read what Auntie Bumi says.
Okay.
In her usual manner. She says, this is a tough one. It's even tough for you because if tough for me, I didn't know what else to tell her than the normal you should stop. But if she could stop, she wouldn't be writing.
Yes.
So let's see what Auntie Bumi says. She says, no matter how much you sugarcoat it, you are a sex worker, prostitute, akunakuna. Whatever could have driven you to where you are now, this is not the solution. Because where Antia is going to set in, you're going to put yourself in harm's way.
Exactly.
You could get beaten up. Even your health, the health implications are far and wide. So all kinds of things can happen. And she says that forget your friend's reaction and face the fact that you could be in a very dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even now provide well for your children, but what happens to them when one of your customers, in quotes, puts you in hospital through venereal disease or worse? Then what do you do? And says, one of your men's wives might even find out and spill the beans to everybody, including your precious friends. The economy might be hard, but now that you are doing well, you need to quit. There are a lot of things you could do with your time without seeking off to meet men who care nothing for you. The men just want to disgorge and go.
It's not as easy for some of them to actually just quit like that, because they are getting the money very easy. So they'll look at it like, it's just like these Yahoo boys.
Yes.
Feel like, every day is Christmas. So it's just 2 days, 1 day, three people coming in a day. So let me just, it's not always easy for most of them to quit, even when they have the money already.
But let me ask you, Philip, I've begged this man to try to get me somebody who is into this business.
Okay.
That I'd like to talk to. One of the questions that I'd love to ask is, do they actually enjoy doing it?
Some of them don't.
Some of them don't?
Yes.
Mm. Has anybody come to you for counseling before, any one of them?
Yes. And she has three kids.
And she told you that she wants to quit?
She's just in a fix. She doesn't know if she wants to quit or she doesn't want to quit. She just wants to be a good person, but at the same time doesn't want the money to stop coming in.
Does she actually enjoy it? Is it something she looks forward to?
She doesn't.
I mean, because some of them actually enjoy the act itself.
Yes.
And nymphomaniacs and so on and so forth. They don't care who it is as long as, the act goes on.
Don't enjoy it.
Yes. Okay, let's open up our lines. Let's ask our audience at home. Hello, good morning. I've read the numbers. What's that?
The numbers.
I read them. Mm. Yes. You were busy with something else. They have somebody online. Hello.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
Auntie Amaka, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
See, as you greet him as if say you know him. You don't start with that.
Now, my sister, now, I'll not be one Nigerian.
Because which kind of one Nigeria? Because he says it's available now. You want to start the toasting from here.
You know,
Auntie Amaka, good morning. No. He can't put auntie. Now, lie. Talk what you want to talk.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
For Nigerian ladies,
what
I had to Lumi, they have been following him. I give up on Nigeria. 8 years now, when my wife died, I go back to that system. But I'm looking forward to Ghana. Maybe that is where I'll go and find respect.
Let me quote tell you something. They say Ghanaian women are tough. You know that the Ghana social whatever is matrilineal. They give women have 10 times more power than the men. You can only become a Ghanaian through your mom. The women there are empowered. I don't want you now. Stay here.
No problem. Don't worry. I will remind you.
Send me your specifications. Let me give it to Arun. If we will read it on Friday.
No, my mind. I want to try that area back. For Nigerian ladies, I not get their power.
What is wrong with Nigerian ladies? I take exception to that.
I enjoyed my wife. I lived with her for 24 years. No power.
Wow.
But with all these stories, men killing wife killing husband.
So you think that they don't kill themselves in Ghana?
No, you didn't.
I'm not ashamed of you.
Sorry. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, wait. Maybe we could boss the whole thing. Say you like him. See, you know, she said she's available. Let me do this one for you.
I said for Nigerian ladies, I don't want to go into that business.
So you don't even want Auntie Amaka? You don't see her for YouTube?
Auntie Amaka? I think she's my sister. I've told you.
How can she be your sister?
My name is Christopher Onwuka.
Do you know him?
No.
No, I don't know her, but she's a Nigerian now.
So you don't want...
I want happy family.
No, don't mind. This one, never ready. Okay, let me take one more reaction, then we'll have to take a break. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to help him. Morning, madam.
Yes. My name is Bibi. Please,
Bibi.
Do you want to correct Amaka's name? She said about her name. And what you believe is almost every Igbo girl. Amaka is not really a full name by itself. If you ask Amaka, they will tell you the prefix. to that her name. Is it that Chiamaka, Namaka, Ogamaka? So they all mean a lot of different things. Just like Yoruba, you might get Ola, something Ola.
Dupe, Ola Bodupe, Ola Dupe, and this and that.
Yes, Ola. I'm not saying Ola and Amaka mean the same thing, but. The point is noted.
Yeah. Thank you. We have to take a break and we'll be right back. Some piece of goodness there, but not for your consumption. Welcome back. Do we have Auntie Bumi on the line yet?
No, not yet.
No, we can't get her. Okay, we're trying to get her on the line. Auntie Bumi, if you say number 01, you know, that's us calling. Okay, let's move on to another one here. We've talked about, this one says, my ex-wife's bitterness is hurtful. This is a very common thing, you know, people you separate or you divorce. To manage the after divorce is usually very difficult. Very, very difficult for both parties. But this is a guy called Dolapo, and he says, my only daughter is getting married soon, and it looks as if my ex-wife is calling all the shots when it comes to arrangement for the wedding. It will usually be like that. Some women can be overbearing in situations like this. If she were with the man, he'll be able to put her under some control, but... You know, it happens like this. And he says, it is totally stressing me out. I'm 59 and we divorced 5 years ago after her drinking became intolerable. Her health deteriorated and she lost most of the money I pumped into her business because she couldn't run it properly. Then he now says, the last one now says, I have since met someone new who is very caring and supportive. She gets on well with the daughter who is getting married, but my daughter gives in to her mom's wish every time. My ex doesn't want my partner at the service so as not to ruin the sitting arrangement. She wouldn't give her the attribute for the wedding either. She wants my partner to sit with the guests, not with the family. As things are now, I do not trust myself not to say anything nasty at the engagement ceremony where parents give their blessings to the new couple. How do I keep my cool? How does he keep his cool? Look, this man, he has a new partner. Okay, even though she's not married to the partner, do you think she should be at the wedding?
She can.
I recognize. Not she can. Do you think she should be? She could be.
She could be at the wedding. There is no form of recognition. No need for any form of recognition.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody would make a recognition. But she's not going to be sitting with the guests.
She has to.
Why?
Because...
I disagree.
Wow.
No, I'm just... Let's... I'm ready to have not an argument, but I'm ready to have a discussion with you on that. This he has. What does he say now? He says it's his ex-wife, and they divorced. They're not separated. So as far as she is concerned, yes, she will be there as the mother of the bride, but it ends there. She can't insist on who will sit with him. She doesn't have such powers. What do you think?
If it's an engagement ceremony,
yes,
both parents have to sit together.
Yes.
Okay. So the wife, the new wife or the new lady,
can sit if
she can
sit
any other place.
If let's say the four of them are sitting like that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, she can be the fifth person.
Well, it all depends on the daughter, anyways. At the end of the day, it depends
on
the
daughter. But is the ex-wife who is a difficult woman? She is the one that is insisting that she should sit. See, I don't know. I don't know what it's like in Igbo land.
Yeah.
Where I come from, it is the family of the man that is hosting this wedding, not the woman, not the wife.
Okay.
I mean, we for various reasons, of course, our feelings will be accommodated, but not to the point that you'll be dictating that... The partner of the man. She can keep her shwebi if she doesn't want to give it to another person. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
For all you care, if it's a man who is very who is a Kura man, was he will wear the same cloth with the partner, and nothing will happen. Yes. Yes or no?
Yes. You're not lying. Yes.
What is your yes now? No, but I think people must learn.
The man has already said the woman is bittered already. So she would understand that. She will feel like, I don't want anybody to take my place that day.
No, but I don't know why women...
Mentality.
I don't know why we have cases like that. In even there's a recent one of the admiral, and they ended up in court. Today, I saw the man's obituary.
Okay.
We didn't get to it. I was going to comment on it, and there seems to be an advert by one of the wives who called herself the head of the family, the this and that, and that wife cannot be head of a family.
No,
exactly. So I don't know why we do these things and we don't let peace reign. If this woman has been divorced, if the man doesn't object and he has practically introduced his partner, whatever it is, there's nothing wrong with you if you work together. Is it not for the peace of the event to come, you know, for the event to come and go? And to crown it all, this woman is a drunkard, no mutinio.
You can imagine. That's why
I said on that particular day, I don't want to go to that. Ati correct. All the wear dark glasses, ati wapa. You know, but I need an arbiter here. Sheriff, yes. Please, seriously now. Yes, what are your views on this? What do you think should happen to the partner? Should you go and be bound to the Philistines and sit with the crowd?
I think so.
For peace to reign.
I think so, honestly. Honestly, I think so.
It's about the girl that day.
Honestly.
Not about the parents.
I think it's yeah.
So you overrule what I said?
Not exactly.
No, that's what it is now. You've I take it.
I'm sorry.
But you see, your partner, who maybe he wants to marry, did you say he wants to marry her? Well, but you see, he feels slighted. Don't forget that he's probably the one to make bobo chara in LL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's going to put all the money down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it is his family. The girl is from his family. And you now say that, you now dictate where the partner will say, I will not take it to. No.
But what about the happiness of your daughter?
My daughter will be happy. I hope he has a good relationship with... You can see what he said here. He said that she gets on well with the daughter who is getting married. But the woman will bully the daughter.
See.
Okay, maybe so that the daughter will be happy. Mm-hmm. I will tell her not to come at all. Yes. Yes, I'll tell her not to come for the main event, but she can come for the socials. You know. Because the partner is a human being.
True.
And she will want to share in your joy of that day, that if she truly loves you.
True.
And I don't think she should be punished for something that she didn't... the man is no longer married to the woman. She didn't snatch the man from the... Well, we don't know if she did. But she's not... And I don't see why she would not... She doesn't need to play any role.
Yeah.
But she shouldn't face the indignity of sitting at a fireplace and then from there you keep texting, you want to say something to her, you have to keep doing WhatsApp and all this nonsense. Let's hear what our listeners have to say.
Okay.
Yes. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, please. If you call in, you call in on this particular subject. I mean, so we don't waste too much time. Hello, good morning. Yes, quickly, let's go to your views on this.
My view is that I prefer that the woman should stay aside.
Which woman? The mother of the daughter.
The new woman.
The new woman. She should. Why you say she should stay aside? Should she cuckoo stay at home?
It could be better. Things like that. Let them just go and finish this father and mother-daughter issue. Mm. Then the woman continue her life with the man. She will not come back again to the house since she has gone.
Okulakai. Thank you very much. Let me take another one. Hello? Hello? Our lines are buzzing there. Hello?
Hello?
Morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please go on.
Yes, in my own opinion, to allow peace to reign, one, he has not married the woman.
Yes.
Two, there is no need of recognition. Just for the if I were in the shoe of that woman, I would not even attend the marriage.
Yes, I think so. I think so. I agree with that one. Okay, so, but he says that he doesn't trust himself not to say something. He needs to hold himself and not say, you don't need to expose your backside in public like that. You don't need, just let the woman do all her shenanigans and yes, I'm not agreeing with you. My mind has come down swung. you know, that was my first reaction. Ah! With all the money I'm going to spend, but let peace reign.
Yeah, let peace reign.
What he has to spend a little extra money. If you take the other woman for a holiday, let them travel the next day and go and have a 3-day honeymoon somewhere. Okay, now listen to this one. This is a lady called Ronke.
Okay.
And says that in the last few months, she has met with her ex. Okay, and what happened between them has been mind-blowing. And that she gets more from this man than the man that she married. Isn't that dangerous? Isn't that dangerous? Though he has 2 children is not married, then she went into the details of how they met and all this and all that and all this and all that. And she says that she's confused, meaning that she's falling in love with her ex.
Why
as against the present husband.
Why leave
nonsense
him in the first
here now.
Why leave him in the first
No, she didn't leave him. What she says, ex.
Why did they break up?
They could have broken up for various things, but maybe the lustful side of her, okay, is longing for what that one has to offer. Maybe the current one, Suegbeni. The other one, Nakwako. Kelvin said I should pick up my spirit. It's celebration week, so I'll do that. So maybe this one, maybe the one that is the husband. And you see, the funny thing is, there are different considerations in men and women on why they get married. I've been told that both men and women sometimes do not necessarily marry the person they love.
Yes.
You agree to that?
Yes, I do.
Why would you marry somebody you don't love?
Sometimes it might be because you give birth, you had a child for this person and you're obliged to marry the person.
You're not obliged to marry anybody if you give birth.
Some people feel that obliged. Way, yes, that, okay, it's the father of my child, so let me just get married to him and all for peace to reign. And other people, maybe their parent, like my friend's daughter's friend and all, marry this person and they're not interested and they just
By the way, Sherif just told me now that YouTube is busting at the seams, that even one or two people have said openly for everybody that they are interested in you.
Ah,
it is well. Yes, they are saying that you find that they are interested in you. And you have said that you are available too. 2 gay 5. 2 gay 5. Yeah, but I understand all that. I think women need to do, though, even men, if you are over and done with the relationship, don't go back.
Exactly.
Don't go back. Just shut your eyes. It's easier said than done.
The thoughts will come sometimes, like, when I was dispersing.
When you were married, did the thoughts occur to you?
Yes, it did.
About your ex?
I wouldn't lie, it did. When I was this person corrected me this way. Why is this person correcting me this way? But
is that the only thought that occurred to you about your ex?
No, it's plenty. But it's discipline. That's the truth. It's discipline. Like, okay, this is my past. I do not want to go back to my past. Let it be there.
Because you see, these people who are interested, they are hearing you now.
Yes.
They'll be saying that if they come in now, you'll still be thinking of your ex again.
Why should I do that?
Are you asking me?
That's why he said it's discipline. This woman too needs to be disciplined. Go back to her husband.
Well,
tell her husband
thing.
What
it's the same is for. It's
wrong.
The same for guys as well. Guys still do remember their exes.
Ex.
Yes, they do that.
Yeah, I don't remember my.
Yes, you do.
How could you mean?
I take my.
Yes, you do.
But God, call on by me for looking at my uncle Ari Disu of Idris Bakery. Once they said, never wasted. He always used to tell me, when I say good night, I don't say good morning. On that happy note, I gotta go. The tickets are here anyway from now. It's been nice having you, Amaka.
Sir.
It's been nice, quite nice having you. I hope you'll come again.
Yes, I will.
And for the person who has given me the names of 2 etiquette coaches, I thank you so much. And Kelvin, happy celebration week. You know, something is taking place on our street here tomorrow. I hope I'll see you there. Okay, if I see you there, I owe you a beer. Okay, so that's it. We'll be done. Tomorrow, we are going to have Kayode Samuel. Now, Kayode Samuel was a one-time... was a one-time chief of staff to Governor Gbenga Daniel. So we want to ask about, you know, how it went and things like that. And he's a highly intelligent and philosophical person. Highly intelligent. I've known Kayode from school. Very, very sound. When you say sound, so you're in for an exciting time tomorrow. And then on Friday, we will step down, and one of the things we're going to look at is how you can make money from art. I met this artist, you know, I liked his paintings, but what freaks me out completely, as he was showing me the painting, he told me to watch the video of him actually painting what I had in front of him. It blew my mind. And I said, I must bring you here. Bright young man. We're going to have him up. And on Saturday, Angela is going to be here. Angela Jitumobi, 9 o'clock, the discourse with Jimmy Disu. 9 o'clock, Angela. You all know Angela of Channel's fame. We are going to be looking at the center. We are going to take a look at the center, the likely candidates, who is likely to do what, who fit do, who no fit do. So far, I've not been impressed by anyone that I have seen. So far, I'm not happy yet. But let's see what Angela and I will come up with. You mustn't miss Angela on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Tell your neighbor, tell your friends and your enemies alike. Okay? I'd like to thank you very much one more time, Aga, for coming. And Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, as usual.
Yes, sir.
As usual. But we disagreed on this issue of whether she should come, but that's a story for another day. My grandsons will handle that.
Yeah.
I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.